Today we have 16 bills on today's agenda. Two bills have been pulled from our agenda upon request of the authors. Those bills are item number 1, SB 741 Mendoza, item number 15, AB 1285 Gibson. There are 8 items on today's agenda that are on consent. Those bills include file item 2, AB 88 Nazarian, file item 3, AB 92 Bonta, file number 4, AB 289 Gray, file item 7, AB 639 Obernolte, file number 9, AB 981 Gray, 13, AB 1067 Gray, file number 14, 1167 Gray, and file number 16, AB 1378 Gray. Isn't it great to be gray today? So we do not still have a quorum, so we are going to start out with item number 11, AB 997, Assemblymember Aguiar Curry. Come on up. Where do I go? Good morning.
I need to hit the button here.
Please proceed. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I would like to start by accepting the committee's recommended amendments on page 5 of the analysis that strengthen the safety provisions for consumers and ensure that businesses first agree before opting to share space. AB 997 would allow consumers to enjoy beer and wine products in a shared area when a brewery and winery are located in the same place. Currently, it is illegal for any licensed business to sell or have any type of alcohol on site that is not included in that license type. This means that a brewery can only serve its beer, and likewise, a winery can only serve its wine. However, when a winery and a brewery are co-located, visitors to that must choose either beer or wine. They cannot cross over. AB 997 seeks to narrowly ease the restrictions on breweries and wineries with this setup to improve business and consumer satisfaction. I have with me today Dan Martinez from Berryessa Brewery and Winery to provide a brief testimony and answer any questions about this bill. Thank you very much.
Senator Dodd, thank you. Dan Martinez from Winners. I am owner of Berryessa Gap Vineyards and Berryessa Brewery. We are located out west of Winners in the rural area. We own a facility that used to be a packing shed that's now been repurposed as 10 years ago. We started a winery there and more recently started the brewery. We appreciate the Assemblywoman Curry's authorship of this bill, as we understand that the bill was originally written and it made sense for ABC to have a license for urban settings where people couldn't take one drink and go to another. But in this case, we have one facility that's co-utilized, the buildings, the restrooms, a lot of the outdoor space is utilized by family members to come and enjoy our place. And they bring their dogs and they bring their kids. And unfortunately, right now, they're not able to, a husband not able to sit with his wife and have a glass of beer while she's drinking wine or vice versa. Matter of fact, we just recently got a less than favorable Yelp review because of that issue. They enjoyed the drinks, but didn't like the fact that they couldn't sit together. So thank you for letting us be here today. And thank you, Assemblywoman Curry, for sponsoring this. And I urge you to support this.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. Others in support?
Mr. Chairman, members, Ed Manning on behalf of the Wine Institute in support of the bill. Thank you.
Anybody else in support? Any opposition? Seeing none. Is there any questions from the committee members? Senator Hill?
Sure, just a comment. It's nice to bring common sense to government every once in a while.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Senator Mendoza, did you have something to say? So we do not have a quorum yet, so we can't move the bill, but I appreciate you being here today, and I think Senator Hill said it all. And we'll leave the roll open afterwards for those absent members. Thank you very much for presenting.
Thank you very much, and I hope we get this through ASAP. Thanks.
Thank you.
Final item 5, Assemblymember Cooper. I heard that.
Morning, Mr. Cooper.
Morning, Mr. Chair and members. AB 400 is a district bill and will ensure that the Sacramento Legends of Wine event can be held on the state capitol grounds. Since 2013, the Sacramento Legends of Wine event has been part of a two-week-long Farm to Fork celebration. This specific event is designed to promote information and education about the food and wine of the Sacramento region. Last year, the Alcohol Beverage Control Department, ABC, voiced concerns that this event could be violating Penal Code 172, Subsection A, which makes it a misdemeanor to sell alcohol on the Capitol grounds. However, event tickets are only sold on a pre-sale online basis and are not available at the event. A ticket is required whether or not an attendee consumes any wine or food. Given the design of the event, it is reasonable to conclude that it does not violate the Penal Code. AB 400 clarifies that this event can occur on Capitol grounds. This clarification will prevent future concerns regarding a new Penal Code violation and will allow renowned event to continue in the future. I urge an aye vote. With me is Carrie Miskit with the Sacramento Visitors and Conventions Bureau to answer any questions.
Are there any questions? I think that this was such a well-thought-out plan by Assemblymember Cooper. There are absolutely no questions from here. Is there any anybody in the audience in support? Any in opposition? Oh, excuse me. Did you want to speak?
Sure.
Okay. Please do.
It's your first time, Mr. Chairman.
Mine too. We're in the same boat, okay? So
I hadn't noticed.
Ooh. Paybacks are hell.
Go. Well, thank you for having me today.
Pleasure.
On behalf of Visit Sacramento, I just wanted to voice our support of this bill. We see the state capitol as an integral piece of drawing tourists to this area and creating economic impact for the region. Sacramento is America's farm to fork capital. We're surrounded by 1.5 million acres of farmland. And this event held at the capitol creates such an easy connection for our hundreds of attendees between the importance of regional agriculture to the state of California. There are hundreds of attendees every year. These two renowned wine experts from across the country are here hand-selecting these varietals. And beyond our attendees, it helps the location, really helps to drive home to our winemakers and our valued partners the important role that they play in the state's economy by being able to be present at the Capitol and showcasing their products. It's been an incredibly successful event for us for the last 4 years, and we're hopeful to continue to have it there for the fifth.
Great. Thank you. Would you like to speak? No.
I will note that we had a thing recently. They did an ad. We were talking about it earlier, and they didn't refer to the Capitol because we weren't sure if it would pass or not. So we said, I believe you used the words distinguished place.
Yes. It's sort of a majestic setting, if you will, especially when the lights are low and summer nights. It's awe-inspiring, I would say.
Fantastic. I already said it, but anybody in opposition? Any questions? Assemblymember Cooper, would you like to close?
Respectfully, if you ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. We still do not have a quorum, but we will keep the roll open, and we'll let you know.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Chair and members.
Item 6, AB 609, Assemblymember Santiago.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate it. AB 609 would extend the sunset in California's hosted entertainment laws by 5 years. AB 609 recognizes the value of this important marketing tool that benefits both consumers and suppliers while ensuring proper oversight of these invitation-only events. Oversight would be provided by ABC. I have one witness, Mr. Chair, please.
Please.
Mr. Chairman and members, Gavin McHugh, on behalf of the Distilled Spirits Council, we urge your support. Again, this is just a simple extension for 5 years of a program that's currently operating. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else support?
Mr. Chair and members.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, Margot Parks on behalf of Family Winemakers of California in support.
Anyone else in support? Anybody in opposition? Any questions from committee members? Mr. Santiago, would you like to close?
I respectfully ask for an aye vote when you have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. We'll leave that open. Assemblymember Weber, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. This morning I'm here to present AB 1057. It's a district bill that grants legislative authority for the San Diego Center for Children to own adjacent land. The San Diego Center for Children is a nonprofit, private nonprofit organization providing behavioral health and educational services to more than 1,200 youth and families annually through outpatient, in-home, school-based, and residential therapeutic programs, including its K-12 special education, WASA-accredited school. Established in 1887, the center is the oldest nonprofit organization in San Diego County, serving the needs of vulnerable children, youth, and families. The center currently leases a parking lot adjacent to its property that is owned and operated by the state and has been leasing this property for the past 20 years. The state has no use for the land and does not want to continue leasing it beyond 2018 when the current contract expires. AB 1057 would provide legislative authority for direct sale of the small 3-acre parcel of state-owned land adjacent to the center, which was originally part of the San Diego Armory property to be sold at fair market value as determined by the appraisal to the San Diego Center for Children. AB 1057 has strong support from the California Alliance, the San Diego Nonprofit Association, and the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce. I also want to thank our co-sponsor, Dr. Barron, who's the president and CEO of the San Diego Center for Children, who could not be here today, but is thankful for having your committee consider this important measure. Here to speak on AB 1057 is Michelle Loper, the State Government Affairs Director at the California Military Department, who is available to answer any technical or historical questions related to the 3-acre property. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Witnesses in support? What's that? Okay, great. Fantastic. Any questions at this point in time? Any opposition? Seeing none, no questions. Would you like to close?
I respectfully ask your aye vote. As I pointed out, the San Diego Center for Children is one of our most respected and beloved organizations in the city of San Diego for its work with children and families. This property is right next door to it, 3 acres of land that they've been leasing for 20 years that the state has no use for. And they would respectfully ask for an aye vote to purchase that property at fair market value.
Okay, the bill's been moved.
Establish quorum first.
Okay, we're going to establish quorum, Madam Secretary.
Dodd?
Here.
Dodd here. Berryhill? Bradford?
Here.
Bradford here. Canella? Gaines? Galgiani? Glazer?
Here.
Glazer here. Hill?
Here.
Hill here. Wesso? Lara? Mendoza?
Here.
Mendoza here. Porentino?
Here.
Porentino here. Vidak?
Present.
Vidak here.
Okay, so on the AB 1057, can we call the roll?
Do we have a motion?
We have a motion by Vidak.
Yes,
sir. Item 12, AB 1057, motion is due pass to Veterans Affairs. Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Berryhill. Bradford.
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Canella. Gaines. Galgiani.
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer.
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hill.
Aye.
Hill, aye. Wesso. Lara. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye.
That's got 8 votes, 8-0, and we'll hold the roll open.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to do the consent calendar at this time.
Is there a motion?
Is there a motion for the consent calendar?
So moved.
We have a motion by Senator Bradford. Can we call the roll?
Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Berryhill? Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Canella? Gaines?
Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye.
Jeff.
Hill?
Vote aye.
Hill, aye. Wesso? Lara? Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Portantino? Portantino, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Gaines, aye. Nine.
The bill has 9 votes. It is, we'll hold the roll open for the absent members. Thank you. We will open the roll on, we'll take a motion on item number 5. This is AB 400. We have a motion from Senator Mendoza. Please call the roll.
Item 5, AB 400, motion is due pass to public safety. Dodd? Berryhill? Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Wesso? Lara? Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye.
The bill has 9 votes. We'll hold the roll open for absent members. We'll move now to item number 6, AB 609. We have a motion from Senator Mendoza. Please call the roll, please.
Item 6, AB 609, motion is due pass to appropriations. Dodd. Berryhill. Bradford.
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Canella.
Aye.
Canella, aye. Gaines.
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani.
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer.
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hill.
Aye.
Hill, aye. Wesso. Lara. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. 9.
That bill has 9 votes also. We'll hold the roll open for absent members as well. We'll move now to item number 11, AB 997. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Senator Bradford. Please call the roll.
Item 11, AB 997. Motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. Dodd? Berryhill, Bradford,
aye.
Bradford, aye. Canella,
aye.
Canella, aye. Gaines,
aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani,
aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer,
aye.
Glazer, aye. Hill,
aye.
Hill, aye. Wesso, Lara, Mendoza,
aye.
Mendoza, aye. Portantino,
aye.
Portantino, aye. Vidak,
aye.
Vidak, aye.
9. Bill also has 9 votes. We'll hold that roll open for the absent members. We'll move now to item number 12. AB 1057, is there a motion?
Yeah, that's already been moved.
We already had the motion for that?
Yeah.
Did we do that one?
We did that.
Oh, we did that one. Very good, thank you.
Absent members, do you want to do that?
Then we'll call the absent members on item number 12, AB 1057.
Item 12, AB 1057, current vote is 8-0. Chair voting aye, vice chair not voting. Absent members, Canella.
Aye.
Canella, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Wesso? Lara?
Is that everyone?
We're leaving it open.
The bill has 10 votes. We will hold the roll open there. We will call the absent members. Canella. The consent, yes, we will. We will. Call the absent members on the consent calendar.
Absent members, Berryhill, Canella,
aye.
Canella, aye. Wesso, Lara. So that's 10, hold it open.
It was 10 votes. We'll hold the roll open there as well.
And we have one author coming.
And we have one more author on their way, on her way. There was a coup, can you tell? The chair is presenting a bill in Assembly Judiciary. Good morning, Assemblymember Garcia. Welcome. You have two bills, Assembly Bill 804 and Assembly Bill 987. May we take AB 804 first?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Please proceed.
I apologize for the delay. I was doing double duty. Mr. Chair, members, I want to start off by accepting the committee amendments. Under current law, the state controller can audit a local agency spending if the controller believes the financial transaction reports submitted by a local agency are false, incomplete, or incorrect. The controller also has the authority to audit the spending practices of local agencies that receive state funding to ensure those dollars are spent in accurate in accordance with the law. However, there are occasions when there may be no red flags raised in an agency's financial transaction reports and no state dollars may be involved, but the controller is receiving complaints about an agency's operations. In those cases, the controller has no authority to go in and conduct any type of review or audit. AB 804 narrowly expands the controller's authority to allow her to simply review and audit the internal controls of a local agency to determine if those controls are adequate to detect and prevent financial errors and fraud. This bill is sponsored by State Controller Betty Yee, and it has no opposition. I respectfully ask for an aye vote. With me today, we have Evan Goldberg from the State Controller's Office.
Mr. Chair and Senators, Evan Goldberg with State Controller Betty Yee in support of the bill.
Very good. Thank you very much. Others in support, please come forward. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair, members of the committee. Dylan Gibbons with the California Special Districts Association in support of this bill. We work closely with the controller's office in developing their best practices for the internal control guidelines, and believe it is this bill takes a proactive approach in addressing the potential for waste, fraud, and abuse in our local agencies. And we believe it is better to identify those issues before they become a problem than trying to rectify them after the fact. For those reasons, we support this bill.
Very good. Thank you. Others in support? Seeing no one, is there anyone here in opposition? No opposition. Bring it back to the committee. Questions or comments of the author?
No.
We have a motion from Senator Cannella. Would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Very good. Thank you. We have a motion. Please call the roll.
Item 8, AB 804. Motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. Dodd. Berryhill. Bradford. Cannella.
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Gaines. Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Wesso? Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye.
Thank you.
The bill has nine votes. We'll hold the roll open for the absent members. We'll now go to AB 987.
Thank you, members. AB 987 would simply increase the total membership of the advisory committee to 12 and include two members from the Department of Justice. Currently, the membership includes five members from regulated gaming and five members from the public. By increasing the membership to include two members of the DOJ, it will increase the public's participation on the advisory committee by opening two seats to public membership, including law enforcement. Increase the efficiency of the committee by streamlining communications with the DOJ. Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Very good. Thank you. Are there witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Bringing it back to the committee. Any questions or comments? Seeing none. Is there a motion?
I'll move the bill.
Motion from Senator Galgiani. Would you like to close, Assemblymember Garcia?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Very good. Thank you. We have a motion to pass to
item 10, AB 987. Motion is due pass to appropriations. Dodd, Berryhill, Bradford, Cannella,
aye.
Cannella, aye. Gaines, Galgiani,
aye.
Galgiani, aye. Glazer,
aye.
Glazer, aye. Hill,
aye.
Hill, aye. Wesso, Lara,
aye.
Lara, aye. Mendoza,
aye.
Mendoza, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye.
Bill has 8 votes. We'll hold the roll open for the absent members. Thank you very much, Assemblymember Garcia. So we'll now open the rolls for those members who have not voted, and then we will hold the roll open for those who are not here yet. So we will go to item number 2. That's the consent calendar.
Let's do the consent.
So we'll do the consent calendar. Please call the absent members.
Absent members Berryhill, Wesso, Lara.
Aye.
Lara, aye. 10.
Very good. We have 10 votes. We'll hold the roll open for the absent members. We'll now move to item number 5, AB 400. Please call the absent members.
Item 5, AB 400. Motion is due pass to public safety. Current vote is 9-0. Chair not voting. Vice chair not voting. Wesso, Lara.
Aye.
Lara, aye.
10 votes. We'll hold the roll open there as well for the absent members. Moving to item number 6, AB 609. Please call the absent members.
Item 6, AB 609. Motion is due pass to appropriations. Chair not voting, vice chair not voting. Absent members Wesso, Lara.
Aye. Oh, wait. What? Okay. Sorry.
Lara, aye.
Aye.
Is it 10-0?
So well, we've already done 8 and 10. Was he here for 8?
He was here.
He was, okay, so then he was here for 10, so we'll go to 11. We'll move to item number 11, AB 997. Please call the absent members.
Item 11, AB 997. Motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. Chair not voting, vice chair not voting. Current vote is 9-0. Wesso, Lara.
Aye.
Lara, aye.
So there's 10 votes. We will hold the roll open there for the absent members as well. Item number 12, AB 1057. Please call the absent members.
Item 12, AB 1057. Motion is due pass to Veterans Affairs. Chair voting aye, vice chair not voting. Current vote 10-0. Wesso, absent members Wesso. Lara.
Aye.
Lara, aye. 11-0.
That vote has 11 votes. We will hold the roll open there as well for absent members. And so we will continue to, we'll wait for the absent members, and then we will adjourn at that after that time.
The roll on the consent calendar. Can we call the roll, please?
Absent members Berryhill, Wesso.
Aye.
Wesso, aye.
That's 12-0. It's out.
That's 12-0. That's out.
Item 5.
Item 5, AB 400.
Item 5, AB 400. Absent members, I'm sorry, motion is due pass to public safety. Absent members Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Berryhill. Wesso.
Aye.
Wesso, aye.
That's 12-0. That bill is out.
Item 6, AB 609.
Item 6, AB 609. Can you call the roll?
Motion is due pass to appropriations. Absent members Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Berryhill. Wesso.
Aye.
Wesso, aye.
That's 12-0. That item is out. Item 8, AB 804, call the roll.
Item 8, AB 804, motion is due, pass as amended to appropriations. Absent members Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Wesso.
Aye.
Wesso, aye.
We did that.
Yeah, we do those.
11-0.
It's 11-0. That bill is out. Item number 10, AB 987.
Item 10, AB 987, motion is due, pass to appropriations. Absent members Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Gaines. Wesso.
Aye.
Wesso, aye.
That's 10-0. That bill is also out. We'll move to item 11, AB 997.
Item 11, AB 997, motion is due, pass as amended to appropriations. Absent members Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Berryhill. Wesso.
Aye.
Wesso, aye.
That was 12-0. That bill is out. Item number 12, AB 1057.
Item 12, AB 1057, motion is due, pass to Veterans Affairs. Absent members Berryhill. Wesso.
Aye.
Wesso, aye.
12-0, that bill is out. That concludes the business before the Senate Committee on Governmental Organization. This meeting is adjourned.